Hey everybody, welcome to the Vet Tech Tap Room. This is our spin-off series from the Vet Tech Cafe. These episodes are live and uncut, discussing hot topics in our field, or talking about previous episodes amongst ourselves, and always highlight something positive happening in our profession. These episodes will be published as regular podcast episodes and will also be available on our YouTube channel as well. So get yourself a beer or a potato water and find us live on Instagram and join the discussion. Now if you'll excuse us, those are our beers the bartender is pouring. All right. Hello, everybody. Sorry we're a little late tonight. We were recording a really, really cool episode.
Yeah.
That I think everybody's going to like. So here we are a little late, but
it's okay.
Yeah, it's all good. We're ready.
It's all good. Happy Vet Tech Week, everybody.
Happy Vet Tech Week. I'll drink to that. You got a beer ready?
I do. It's one of my own beers.
Nice.
This is the wit beer.
Nice. I have an IPA. I'm super stoked about. This is another open source beer. This is called Rising Hope, but it's for childhood cancer research.
Oh, cool.
And this is done by Trillium Brewing Company in Boston and in conjunction with the National Pediatric Cancer Foundation.
Awesome.
So cheers, buddy.
Cheers. Cheers, everybody watching.
And cheers to National Vet Tech Week.
That's right.
Yeah. So really quick, we'll talk a couple minutes about Vet Tech Week, but I before I forget, I want to say if any of you guys post either infographics for your hospital or pictures of what it is you guys are doing in practice in your jobs or whatever, tag Vet Tech Cafe podcast, either on Instagram or Facebook, in those posts. And we would love to post them stories. Yeah. And show what you guys are doing. So please, we've had a couple already. We'll do it all week long through Saturday. So any of that fun stuff that you guys post, whether it's your hospital or state association or whatever it is, take a screenshot if it's a conference call, and we'll post it to our stories. So
yeah, and Jeff will do that because I don't know how to do that. So.
It took us a couple minutes to get the live going tonight, as it was. Oh. So
yeah,
it's well documented. Neither of us are great technology, and
but one of us knows how to do Instagram, and it's not me.
And content creators, but we try our hardest. We try our hardest. That's for sure. So. What else we got planned for Vet Tech Week? We got something cool coming.
Yeah, we got some cool stuff coming up. We've got our, what is it, a
hello to the Raleigh Roddies while you're thinking about that.
That must be someone near me.
Yeah.
but we have like a, what's the word I'm trying to use? Conjunction, not a conjunction.
Partnership
with Vet Bloom, where we've been talking to them for almost a couple months now, about getting something set up with them. And they have offered a promotion for our listeners where for free, and we have to verify how long this free offer is going to be going on for, but three lectures through Vet Bloom that's sponsored by the Ethos.
Yeah.
We'll put the link in the notes for this Instagram post, hopefully. I don't know if I'm going to be able to figure out how to do that. And we'll put it on Facebook and social media and everywhere we can possibly put it.
Yeah.
So there's three separate CEs that they've offered. One is about transfusion medicine. One is about thoracic radiology. And one is about capnography. And actually, these are all by boarded and certified people. There's a VTS that I actually used to work with up in New Hampshire, Jamie Maher, that has...
Awesome.
Has done one of these. So this is kind of a great thing.
Yeah, super cool. And the other two, one's by a criticalist, a board of criticalists, and the other is a boarded radiologist. So some really cool stuff. We're super happy to be able to offer that to our listeners. If you follow the link, and basically it'll just show $0. There's no discount code or anything you have to do, and you can get 3 hours of CE.
Signed up for it.
Yeah, fantastic. And in the age of COVID, everybody's having to do it virtually, so it's really good quality CE, and they have. I haven't really looked around on their site a whole lot, but they have like hundreds of,
they do have a lot
of CE titles that you can kind of pick and choose what you want and pay for others. And then these were just three that they kind of lumped together for
some of them are free.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do have articles that are free that I've used before.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, this is a great thing. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Ed Bloom, for that.
And thank you, Ethos, for sponsoring it. Yeah. Yep. So
we may have another guest related to that coming up in the future at some point.
Yeah.
So we're working hard for you guys. You're welcome, Ashley.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're certainly trying. Also with this week being Vet Tech Week, something you've been working pretty hard on.
Yeah. We are going to launch vettechcafe.com sometime this week. Once I can get everything finalized. Again, this was something that we had started months and months ago, and then finally just decided we have to do it and get it done. And I've been working on it for the last couple weeks to get everything kind of the way I want it. I'm kind of a perfectionist in some of these things, so it may take me a while to get it exactly the way I like it, but it's going to be a work in progress. It's not going to be something that we're just going to put up and say, this is it. It's going to be something that we're going to work on probably just as much as we do with social media.
Yeah.
To keep things updated and you'll help. There's going to be links to our episodes that are on there. So that's going to be good. Just another way to get our episodes out there to our public and to the caffeinators.
Yes.
Actually that may mean swag at some point. So
yeah.
Stay tuned for swag.
We
may have some of that.
You can order our logos are on Cafe Press and Printer Picks already. So like you can, is it on Printer Picks too? I think
it's called Printful.
Printful. That's it.
Yeah.
Printful.
Yeah.
Printer Picks is something we'll put links to at some point. But they are up there so that you can actually make your own stuff, but we just don't have anything that we are selling yet or ready to hand out.
We don't quite know how to do that just yet.
But when we figure it out, get ready.
Yeah. That will be available, and that's going to be something we talked about a year ago, and we started to even come up with this and saying that we should be able to sell some stuff with our logo on it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or just offer to as giveaways. That's something else we want to do.
Yeah, for sure. So, so keep an eye out for that. We're going to launch that this week.
Maybe tomorrow.
And hopefully one or two other super cool announcements this week as well.
Yeah.
Things that we're working on. So, like I said, the episode we recorded tonight, I won't give away too much about it, but it's going to be a couple minutes longer than a normal episode this weekend, but a
couple minutes,
but really fantastic guest, really, really timely and pertinent topics. So branded beer, excellent idea. Dave's been doing some homebrewing, so
that is something I'm going to get into. I'm drinking a homebrew tonight. Maybe I'll brand it. Who knows?
Yeah, for sure. Some cool stuff coming for Vet Tech Week. So happy Vet Tech Week. I hope you guys are feeling like you're well taken care of, well supported at your clinics. Obviously, 2020. I don't want to use the phrase, but it's been a rough year. Been a rough year for veterinary technicians, for veterinary hospitals in general. Yeah. Not much in the way of downtime or time to celebrate anything with anybody, but hopefully you guys have gotten some meals, you've gotten some swag, you've gotten some cool gifts.
I did see one thing on Facebook, and I want other people to send us their tell us what you're getting from your bosses. But one of the cool things that I saw was, I'm sorry for whoever this is, but I saw that somebody had, their hospital had taken one of their exam rooms and converted it into just a relaxation room for techs, like nice couches, nice chairs, just a place for them to go chill for a little bit, to take some time off, which I thought was a really cool thing to do.
Kind of
out of the norm of what we normally see of providing lots of food, which is great because we as technicians love food. And not only just providing food, but time to actually eat that food and there's food in the break room. Okay. Yeah. I'll get that on my way out the door.
Yeah.
But providing like time for people to sit down and actually enjoy it and feel valued, I think is really important.
Yeah. And I also do want to say, especially, cause it's still going on, happy, Vet Tech Month, to our Canadian colleagues. Yep. And it was a few days ago, but happy Vet Nurses Day to our Australian and New Zealand colleagues as well. Anybody that might see this from around the world, if you're not in the US, Australia, Canada, if you have some other kind of celebration for veterinary technicians, veterinary nurses, reach out to us and let us know what you do. We'd love to mention that as part of the celebration and celebrate what you guys do as well. So always kind of keep that in mind. So anyway, happy Vet Tech Week. Hope you got some really, really cool stuff. Hopefully in some way it's kind of taking the burden of 2020 down a notch. So
hopefully.
Yeah. Next thing, Dave, I want to mention, we've mentioned it a few times and something we'll certainly post about the next several weeks.
I'm still baffled by it.
Yeah. Is the fee increases for, RVT licenses and applications in the state of California. Ashley, if you're still listening, I know you just moved out of California, kind of like I have, but I'm moving back in a couple of weeks. So this will definitely directly impact me. They put out basically an emergency filing. What was that? Like 6 months ago, maybe
six we were talking ago, about yeah. this,
which it must be because it was a 6 month maximum. Anyway, they raised the fees for licensure to $350 every 2 years. And oh, by the way, it's $350 to apply for a license for the first time. The VTNE, I think, is now $330. Yep. California, and I'm guessing probably other states as well, you have to be fingerprinted. That's like another $74. So basically what they're trying to do now is make those fee increases. You have to be
fingerprinted?
Yeah. Yeah. You do. That's in California.
Weird.
Yeah.
That's weird.
So they're trying to make those fee increases permanent. Sadly, last time, even though the number of letters that they got in opposition to the fee increase was the most letters they've gotten in any sort of public comment period ever, they still passed the emergency fee increase, and they're still claiming a pretty severe budget deficit, even though CARVTA, the California RVT Association, has argued vehemently that there are other ways to make up this deficit, including premise permit fees and all kinds of other stuff I won't get into, but there's other ways to make up the money rather than charging RVTs over $1,000 to get a license for the first time. That's just, as you said, as we were recording tonight, because we kind of talked about this a little bit, including that doesn't even bring into account student debt and what they had to pay for their education.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's monumental. And honestly, I'm going to put two things out to the caffeinators that are listening. Number one, I would love for you guys to write another letter. If you wrote a letter previously, thank you from the bottom of my heart. It's a different, group of people that they have to be sent to this time. But you can use the same letter and just change the addressee. And there's sample letters available, and you can also absolutely write your own. And yes, Ashley, they did also raise DVM fees as well. It was kind of an across the board thing. So I encourage everybody, even if you're not in California, even if you're not in the US, the more people they hear from around the country and around the world about what it costs to get licensed in your state, if it's $50 a year in your state, please include that in your letter.
Yeah.
But also I would love to be able to kind of collect some of that data myself. So feel free to send us a message, and let us know what it costs to get licensed in your state. Because that's all information that we want to bring to the board and say, hey, like, not only is California the most expensive state to get licensed, but it's 5, 6, 10 times what it costs in other states. And that's actually really important information to have. So I don't want to go on about this too much all night, but the it's letters are though. Due. Yeah, for sure. The letters are due by November 9th. So we still have a couple weeks to get these in, and they can be either sent by snail mail or they can be emailed in. You can check out our website as soon as that's launched.
I've got a link directly on there.
There's a link on the cork board there. It's also been posted on our social media, and we'll also post it a few times the next couple weeks as well. But kind of along those same lines, if anybody's listening that is active in a state organization, if you're on a committee, if you're on a board member, shoot us a message and let us know what you're working on or what maybe important topics are going on in your state. And we'd also love to be a voice to get some of that stuff out, because there's really not enough technicians that have a clue about some of the legislative stuff that's going on in their state that affects them as technicians. And we want to kind of help bring that to the forefront as well.
Well, and we also know that we have listeners from pretty much every state. So
yeah,
getting your information to us is going to help promote it to your missions.
So, there's a link to, there'll be a link posted with this, but there's links to, the fee increase, all the language, everything, and the cost breakdown and then the budget deficit. You can kind of see all that, but there's some sample letters, very easy to just put your name in, send it off. And honestly, it would be really, really, really helpful. So
yeah.
You guys really came through last time. Like I said, it was a huge turnout of letter writing last time. I know the Caffeinators had a huge hand in that. I'm asking you to do it one more time. I'd really, really, really appreciate it. So, what else we got going on, Dave? What's next on there?
We're still working on our Not One More Vet Race Around the World update. Yeah. It seems like that started so long ago, but it's really only been five or six weeks.
Yeah.
How are you doing on your miles?
I'm doing okay. Actually, Molly and I rode like 10 or 11 miles the other day that I thought I started the app. Maybe I just didn't start it, but it never started logging anything. So there's like 11 miles that didn't get logged in, but that's okay. I had another donation come through today. We each had the one anonymous donation of $250, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
I've had another $50 donation from one of my coworkers, Michelle Damon. Thank you very much.
Great.
And another donation came through today from a former coworker of mine who is now I believe third year vet student at Ohio State University, Hugh Evans. So thank you, again, Michelle and Hugh, for supporting this. So I upped my mileage. I upped my fundraising goal. If you're not familiar, Dave, why don't you take a minute and kind of explain?
So it's a Not One More Vet Race Around the World, to help raise money for some of these mental health issues that we really talk about a lot, suicide prevention, and just support for our mental health that's going on. And the goal is to race around the world. I forget exactly what the final goal is, but the goal is to get everyone to run enough miles so that we could actually go around the world.
Right.
And I think I haven't looked at the actual numbers of where we are, where we're at with the goals, but we're getting close, I think.
Yeah. I saw an update recently that seemed like we were pretty close.
Yeah. We're getting there. And we still have, that stops, I think it goes till November 10th. So we still have a couple more weeks of that.
Yeah.
I'm up to 76 miles and I've got about 50 more miles to go on my goals. And my little app on my phone that tells me what I'm running says I'm still on pace to get to 125. So, I'm going to have to get some miles in this weekend. Last weekend, I ran for 7 miles. And that's probably the longest I've run since my last half marathon, which was almost a year ago. So I'm trying to pile on the miles as much as I can to get through it. This cooler weather is making it a whole lot easier for me to do it.
Yeah.
When it was the very beginning where it was like 85 degrees for me to run, that was a little rough. I could do like 3 or 4 miles before I'm like, okay, I need to get some water and need to stop for now. But now I can do a little bit longer. So it's helping me out.
Yeah. While you were talking there, I just pulled up the website just to kind of see where they are. So their fitness goal, I think that they've upped this a couple of times because now their target is 150,000 miles. And if I'm not mistaken, the circumference of the earth is only about 24,000 miles.
Is it?
I think we've gone around a couple times.
Okay, cool.
So their target is now 150,000 miles and they have completed, and I don't know when this was updated, but the completed they have is 100,880 miles.
Wow.
Which is pretty, pretty incredible.
Yeah. Well, they do update that fairly regularly.
Yeah. And then their fundraising goal, again, I don't know what the initial target was or if this has been updated, but their target is $150,000 currently, and they have raised $123,100.
That's awesome.
Which is incredible.
That's great.
Absolutely incredible. So you and I are super stoked to have a team and be a part of this.
We've got some Caffeinators running and riding with us.
Yep, absolutely. So, I just want to encourage everybody to kind of look in that. If you know anybody that's doing this, support them a couple bucks. It all goes to like
every Dave little said, bit helps.
some of the mental health challenges and really some of the support and some of the actionable ways that interventions take place. And that's really, really, really important.
Yeah.
So, you know, thank you to Not One More Vet, Not One More Vet support staff for putting this on. It's a really, really, really cool fundraiser, and I'm so stoked that the turnout has been so, so impressive. So,
well, and thank you to, who was it? Oh, it was Kelsey.
Yeah.
I saw her little video on Facebook right before this started, and I was like, oh, that's something I want to do.
Yeah.
And I lumped you into it.
Yeah. I think the first one I saw was, Natalie Pedraja.
Okay.
Had announced that she was doing that. And I know she has a big presence and Not One More Vet support staff as well.
Yeah.
And she's, I think she's doing a lot of hiking. So
that's great.
Really, really cool that so many people, and so many walks of the profession have kind of taken this on, if you will, or, you know, joined forces and, are working towards it. So, what else you got, Dave? You got anything else going on out there?
Nothing just now.
No,
just still working on that website, trying to get that done.
Yeah.
I think I'll get that done by tomorrow.
Great.
And maybe we'll launch it at some point tomorrow.
Fantastic. We'll certainly announce on social when we do. Yeah. No, it'll be great. It'll be great. It looks awesome.
Good.
I'm headed your way in about
that's right.
2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah.
And we'll take some more pictures, and we can actually put newer pictures up on the website.
Yeah.
And
some of the pictures we have are a little bit old, but
yeah, we'll try to maybe do a live or do something when we're there. Because we leave a week from Saturday.
Yep.
And we'll do a live from the road and so
chronicle your whole trip out
west. Yeah. So anyway, I think that's about all we had to cover tonight, right?
I think that's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
We just wanted to jump on and say happy Vet Tech Week.
Yeah.
Kind of in the middle of the week. Although I guess it's only Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. We still got a few days yet. Yeah.
It's been a long week already.
Right. Right. So, thank you to all the veterinary technicians out there. I know, there's a ton of you that work in clinics, but there's a ton of veterinary technicians that aren't in clinics anymore that either were and have gone on to other things or work in labs or work in industry, work in some kind of paraprofessional industry or section of the profession, excuse me. And I also want to recognize all of you guys as well, and just say thank you for all that you've done, all that you continue to do. Hope you guys have a great week. And again, I hope you guys feel like you got some good stuff and you know, some good swag.
Appreciate it, really.
Yeah, really feel appreciated. That's a great way to put it. So happy Vet Tech Week. You'll be hearing from us throughout the week. Definitely keep an eye on all of our posts. And again, as Dave said, we'll put up a post about maybe what you got for Vet Tech Week. That'd be cool. Tag us in any of your photos. Cause we'd love to share them on our social media and kind of let everybody know what everybody out there is doing. So with that, what do you think, Dave? You want to sign off and call it a night?
Let's call it a night. It's, what is it? 9:30?
It's 9:30 our time. There's football on.
Yeah, that's right.
Good old Tuesday night football.
Good old Tuesday night football.
All right,
guys.
Well, everybody have a great week. Thanks a lot, Dave. Cheers. It's good to see you, buddy. And I'll catch up with everybody soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.